Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Apparently, some fool has gone and shot up another school, and that's, I believe it's a college campus in Alabama. Of course, we're going to be actually on in Huntsville, I think, in our third hour, so we'll save that conversation till then, so because that's where it's actually all going down. The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We actually have a special guest here to start the show out with. I got an email from her yesterday about a situation that seems pretty outrageous and completely believable based on what we've heard about the folks over at the Division of Children and Families or Department of Children and Families or whatever they're the slightly different names in all the different states.
Health and rehabilitative services, things like that.
Yeah, essentially this group of bureaucrats that believes that they own your children, and if they want to come take them from you, on the flimsiest of pretenses, they can. Her name is Elena Katz, and Elena, you're actually here in New Hampshire, is that right?
I am in New Hampshire right now. I'm a Massachusetts resident who had been illegally extradited on the so-called criminal complaint that never had been filed against me. They arrested me in the courtroom when I started suing the state of New Hampshire in Massachusetts court.
Let's go back a little further here. What were you suing them about? Can you start at the beginning of your story?
Yes. Well, this story goes back literally to 1991, when my daughter was born. They illegally seized her, and they kept her for somewhat under 2 weeks. And then when all the complaints, everything was dismissed in the court, we have filed civil action for violation of our parental rights and for basically intentional infliction of emotional distress. And we eventually got a jury trial for the first time in New Hampshire history against the CYF. The social workers. Some of the social workers are prosecuting right now. They're the same people who were sued in and lost in the jury trial. The jury trial was in Suffolk County, Superior Court, and U.S. District Court. And these people were specifically upset with me because I compared DCYF with KGB.
What do you mean when you say that? Can you just stop for a moment and explain?
Yes, what I was saying that New Hampshire DCYF tactics resembles in a great deal the tactics of totalitarian society and KGB from former Soviet Union, from which I was a political refugee and from which I left in 1981 and then became naturalized citizen in 1986. So when I compared them with the KGB, I was saying that actually DCYF is worse because although the tactics are very similar, DCYF never took children and they never used them as tools.
You mean the KGB never took children?
Retaliation against the dissidents, huh?
You mean the KGB never took children?
The KGB never took children. The children suffered as a result of what happened to the adults. The adults were prosecuted for dissent, but KGB never directed their assault against children directly. Children have suffered as a result of destruction of family, but they never used a tool of retaliation for punishing the parents. They were never used as vehicles to obtain federal funds, to slander the parents. They simply suffered and often vanished as a result of what happened to adults who had been prosecuted for the dissent of this totalitarian system. And that was a front-page news article several times, Manchester Union Leader, yes.
Elena, was this a shock to you? I mean, as somebody who came here from from the USSR back in the 80s, was this a shock to you that things like this could happen in America?
Well, it's really unbelievable. In other words, if this didn't happen to me and somebody would tell me that this happened, I would simply not believe them. I would simply, with good faith, I'd say, well, they just can't happen in America. It's not right. There is no way because this system is not designed to have some things happen. And yet they happen in the bright daylight, people acting with impunity. They injure children. They try to cover up for years. They even go after people who win in a jury trial and they prosecute them and they arrest them. People get arrested when the state gets sued. the acts are so egregious, and let me try to start describing this act. In fact, this act go as far as in order to proceed with obstruction of justice to such extent, believe it or not, that in order to cover up this egregious act against my family, my child, me specifically, and, you know, the fact that it has been ongoing, continuous conduct for over a decade, the DCYF and New Hampshire Rockingham County Sheriffs actually reported me to immigration authority claiming that I was a legal alien, and I was detained as a legal alien despite the fact
Point of information, Elena, was this after you won against them in a courtroom?
Exactly.
So you won through their own system, which is very rare that anybody wins through their own
system.
Extremely
rare. In fact, it never happened. And that, however, that victory happened in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1998, a lot of other events took place. We started suing the school district, Timberland School District, for not implementing her special education. There was a long special education dispute. We also brought this matter in federal court. There was ongoing prolonged dispute because they would not implement the services which she needed, and they basically questioned authority of Tufts Medical Center, the best place in Massachusetts, Joslin Diabetic Center, and they attempted to substitute their own providers with the best providers in the country, or one of the best providers. And this went on and on, and then when we basically started opposing the state illegal policies, the school district, in order to thwart our federal litigation, they started making complaints to DCYF. All of them were actually unfounded. And then there was an issue of illegal seizure of our daughter and placing her in Bradbury Retreat in Vermont against medical advice.
When did they take your daughter from you? Was it the second time? Because you already beat them in court. They had already taken her from you in the early 90s. Did you get her back after you won in court?
Oh, we got her back pretty soon. We got her back in less than 10 days, 10 or 9 days. And then this litigation went on, harassment, threats, and everything. So that seizure lasted for under 10 days. Was New Hampshire Supreme Court victory. There was rather unusual jury trial victory in Suffolk Superior Court, and there was actually a victory in front of their own people in Health and Human Services, which really admonished them for what they were doing, which is rather unusual, mm-hmm. even though they themselves were being sued.
So it was after the victory that you had in court that they decided to continue coming after you, and that's when they took her again from you and took her to someplace in Vermont?
No, I can't say that, actually. Actually, I have to say that after 1998, they kind of came down for a while. And the whole thing got renewed when we started suing the school for violation of special education laws, state and federal. We started suing the school district. Then school district decided to turn to DCYF to prohibit us from federal litigation. And they attempted to use this child protective law to basically foreclose this litigation on special education dispute. And that's when they turned to DCYF. And granted, even then, complaints were numerous. Complaints were literally in dozens, and all of these complaints were once again dismissed as unfounded until it was an order to which we simply couldn't comply about taking her to Vermont against medical advice, and we simply could not comply. And this is then the division decided to file the petition, and this petition was to implement this illegal order via child protective proceedings because they couldn't implement it through New Hampshire Department of Education. You see, they didn't have
Mark, are you following all this?
I think I've got it. Actually, it sounds
all right,
to
well, what happened then? What happened then when they took her to this Bradbury retreat?
And how old was she at this point when they took her to this retreat?
She, Bradbury retreat, that was 2006. She was 15. And that was against the doctor, Dr. Mark Sadowski, who's the president of New Hampshire Psychiatric Society, who testified in Bradford Family Court.
I'll tell you what, Elena, we're going to bring you back. I know you've got more time to tell your story. There's obviously a lot to it. And we'll come back with more with Elena Katz, her daughter stolen from her by the Department of Children and Families, working hard to protect you from yourself.
Working hard to protect the school district's money for children with disabilities. That's what they're working hard to do.
There's more coming up here. You can also bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if it can read, it can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word FREE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word FREE.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can listen to the show there for free, of course. We've got live streams, a webcam, archives, listen lines. It's all completely free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. Blade.com, the highly anticipated new documentary Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at swordmovie.com. The film includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, as well as behind-the-scenes videos and exclusives. Pick up your copy today and discover our heritage with the sword and the historical rights of free men. Visit swordmovie.com for your chance to win one of the many real historical replica swords and lightsabers. That's swordmovie.com. 800-259-9231. We're back with our guests for to kick off the show tonight. We don't have guests on the program too often, but when I heard of this woman's story, I thought, my goodness, people need to hear about this. They need to realize the things that the state is doing in your name with your money to other people's families. And in some people's cases, it's happened to them, because stories like Elena's aren't that uncommon. I guess one of the more uncommon things about her case is that she actually did win a court case against the state of New Hampshire. Elena, you're back with us. They took your child from you. They took your daughter from you back in the early 90s, and it was right after that you gave birth to her that they took her. How did that?
Yes, she was 5 months old. They only kept her for less than 10 days, and they returned her. Everything was dismissed.
What were they accusing you of at that point? Just curious.
They were accusing it. The thing is so silly that I simply made a religious joke, and somebody didn't like it, and they reported it, and then it was like a broken line. From one religious joke, it became something completely different, and from it just something I said that has nothing. Somebody
so what did they said that you came in? They came in and took your daughter from you, saying because you made a religious joke and it was misinterpreted or something like that.
I made a very sarcastic, very religious joke, and I'm very humorous every now and then, and I get a dry sense of humor. So I made a joke, and they interpreted this joke as something very silly, and they took my daughter. And then when they realized they made a mistake, and when they realized that somebody misrepresented the age of my daughter, she was 5 months old, and somebody misrepresented she was 1 year old. And somebody said, oh, for 1 year old, she doesn't look big enough, and she doesn't look right. Well, of course, for 1 year old, she didn't look right because she was only 5 months old.
So they thought she was malnourished or something?
Then they admitted they made a mistake because they intentionally misrepresented her age. Somebody who made a report, they did not even know her age correctly. But when they realized that her age was, everybody understood the mistake, the whole thing was dismissed.
How did it get from there into a court case? I'm a little fuzzy on that.
Well, the thing is that they continue harassing us, and they continue bothering us, and they basically would not give up. And at that point, we decided to sue them for violation of our parental rights, for seizure, for harassment. And then basically, when we started suing them, they continued harassing, and that's how it progressed for violation.
And then you won the lawsuit, and then over time, they left you alone for a little while, but then you sued against the school district saying they weren't doing what they're supposed to be doing for your daughter who has a disability of some sort.
Exactly. That was strictly a special education complaint, and was ongoing special education problem, that they were basically rejecting medical evaluations. They were trying to opine as doctors themselves, basically practice medicine without a license. When they had licensed doctors, they would not accommodate her disability.
What do you think their motivations were to do that? Because normally the government likes to position itself as the friend of the downtrodden and the people that need assistance. What were their motivations, in your opinion, for neglecting what you were suggesting she should be, the way she should be taken care of?
Well, this was a long going dispute. First of all, the Timberland School District denied the fact that she had a disability, and they simply would cross the medical reports and saying there is no such disability exists. In fact, they sued the New Hampshire Department of Education when they ordered them to identify her with a disability. That's how the dispute started. And then when they finally identified her with disability, they actually sued the commissioner, State Board of Education. They actually sued Eleanor for having disability.
So the school board is actually suing other governmental agencies, is what happened in that
yes,
case?
Yes, and the government agencies, after issuing decision, they finally give up. But we continue this because we're resilient in that if she attends school, she needs to receive services. Without those services, she simply couldn't function in
school.
And
what kind of disability does she have? I don't know if that's been made clear.
Oh, she was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes at the age of 6 and a half, and then she was diagnosed with what's called nonverbal learning disability. It's a disability within autistic spectrum. Children with these disabilities are highly verbal. They're very intelligent, but they have social deficits, and they require very specific services in order to be able to function in school. And the school has been denying existence of this disability, and this is basically has been going around her right to receive the services. And after you sued them over that,
that's when the trouble started again with DCYF, the Department of Children and Families or whatever.
Yes,
young
but
children.
The trouble didn't start actually with DCYF on its own. The school district, while we were suing them, they were making multiple reports against us. All of them were unfounded. When we go in front of the school and protest, organize protest of all the parents who are dissatisfied with the school district, mm-hmm. they make a report with DCYF.
Right, and the intention of these reports is to get DCYF to come and take your daughter, which is what they ended up doing.
Yes.
They took her to Vermont
in
2006 when she was 15.
Yes, but it is interesting that when, despite of the fact that multiple reports were made, and when they interviewed my daughter, her name is Eleonora Grodman, they were asking her, why do you think the school is making the report? Why do you think there's really... Are your parents doing anything wrong? No, she said, they're not doing anything wrong. So what do you think is the problem? And believe it or not, then she was only 14 years old, and she was saying, well, the school district is doing this because my mother is a prosecutor.
Your mother's a prosecutor? I don't understand. You work for the government?
Yes, I was prosecuting the school district.
Oh.
I was fighting with the
your
school
plaintiff.
District for her services. So basically she understood and she acknowledged that the only reason they're doing it because we're fighting the school district.
So your daughter has the... She's not mentally slow or anything like that. Like you said, she's intelligent. So she would have the ability to say to these people, hey, what are you doing to me? I would like to stay with my mother, but that doesn't matter. What doesn't matter what she says, right?
Yes, and in fact, she's now over 18, and they basically don't allow her to have a voice. And the reason I'm on this show, I want her to have the voice. Only just a few days ago, her father visited her. DCYF does not allow me to visit her. They prevented
how
any
can they How can
me.
They hold her while she's 18?
Well, they are holding her because now they started so-called guardianship petitions, and all of these petitions were done without notice, without services, ex parte. It's worse than in Russia. They come without notice, without service. They seize children without court orders, and then they go to court and they try to justify. And
Elena, we need to come back with some more of this. You can hang on, right, and stick with us?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, hang on. More with Elena Katz here. Hang on, Elena.
People.
Hang on. Calm down.
Yes.
Hang on. I know this is. I know there's a lot to get out, but we're nailed to the clock here. So more with Elena in moments. How can they hold on to somebody after they turn 18? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money. We will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, and they include our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. There's a chat room there as well. You can get interactive with other listeners and watch the show if you want to do that for some reason. It's free, of course, over at cam.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
You know, I have a feeling, Mark, if we didn't have government schools, as schoolsucksproject.com would like to have it, and I would like to have it, if we didn't have government schools, Elena, would you have had as much trouble if there weren't a government school district in the first place, if everybody was just, you know, taking care of their own children and hiring whatever school they wanted to hire or homeschooling and that kind of thing? Because it really has been the school district that has been one of the bigger thorns in your side as far as reporting things to DCYF. I mean, I don't think DCYF should exist either, but would things have been a little easier for you in the absence of this one-size-fits-all government monopoly school district?
Well, we realized that in the year 2000 when the school district started suing, actually, the Department of Education, and we withdrew our daughter from school and we homeschooled her for about 2 years under the umbrella of non-private public school. Also, we are both teachers. I have double masters in education, and her father has master of education. We have combined. 16 years experience in public schools, and I have experience in a higher education university. And we were homeschooling her, and then we decided to re-enroll her in school. We re-enrolled her in Timberland School District, and then at that time, they finally identified her with disability and agreed to provide the services, but they did not do good on their promise and their IP, and we basically were litigating the services, the absence of services which she was getting. She was rather not getting. She was supposed to get. And again, when in 2006, we again realized that this fight, while this is going on,
I'm sorry to keep interrupting. I just want to make sure I'm getting all this clear. So they did, in the early part of this decade, acknowledge that she had the disabilities of diabetes.
Yes.
And the non-speaking learner, or what was it, non-listening?
It's non-verbal. It's actually people with this disability, it's non-verbal. They are extremely verbal. They are highly verbal. Their verbal IQ exceeds by greatly their non-verbal IQ. So they
meaning it's harder for them to learn without verbalization. It's harder for them to learn in other ways. So
they have different modes of learning.
Yeah.
They learn by verbalization and
right.
by specific accommodations, without which they really can't function.
So basically, let me see if I've got this straight. They finally acknowledged those things, which meant that she was at
yes.
that point classified as a special education student, which meant that she was supposed to
yes.
receive certain things. They didn't give her that,
yes.
but they were collecting
no.
the money for it, weren't they?
Yes. They were collecting the money, and not just the fact that they were collecting the money, they were flagrantly refusing to provide her education, include her curriculum, withholding all necessary services. You know, they never fought with the fact that she had juvenile diabetes. That was never an issue. But they were not following doctor's orders. Often she became sick in school. So it became a situation that we basically realized that she needed to be homeschooled again, and
yeah.
we withdrew her from school. And this is why they again filed another complaint with the CYF.
When was this? When was the last time you withdrew her from the school? What year was that?
We withdrew her from school in March, end of March, beginning of April of 2006. And
okay.
this is when they filed a complaint with the DCYF, but they never questioned our ability to homeschool, our quality to homeschool. They were just saying that we have no right to homeschool her because we have to put her in Bradbury Retreat in Vermont for an evaluation.
So what they're saying is that you have no right to homeschool her because she's been qualified as disabled? Is that what they're...
That is exactly one of the biggest issues, and there are many parents
outrageous.
Who have disabled children who homeschool her and homeschool her very successfully. So at no point they challenged either our ability to homeschool or the fact that she was homeschooled or quality of homeschooling. They
right.
were just saying because they got a decision to put her in out-of-state mental hospital for evaluation because they believe that she needs to be a residential placement. But when she got out of that hospital...
My gosh.
Their own evaluators by themselves stating that she does not need an evaluation. She received an evaluation, but she does need residential placement. And the judge returned her to our custody. And then they continued again and again. They continued this multiple seizures. They broke in our house with several police forces. People had taser guns.
Oh, my
they were
gosh.
Guardianship petitions that were they never served. They were ex parte petitions. They were saying all kinds of outrageous things, and you can just see the synopsis of my story on YouTube.com. You can see Soviet refugee, American refugee, and that was just 10 minutes video that was introduction.
Yeah, I saw that earlier tonight. So basically,
yeah, I found it compelling.
Basically, they took your daughter from you because they said you couldn't homeschool her because she's been qualified as disabled, special needs, and so therefore we need to take care of her. She's
right.
basically a ward of the state.
Well,
she's
a little gold mine for the state too.
Exactly. So if they keep her on their system, then they keep cashing in from the federal government and whatever state programs are sending money to the schools to have these special ed programs.
Oh.
Is that right?
Oh, it gets better than that. It's an interesting thing that this school district, this school actually were billing the federal government even while she was homeschooled. And we actually were receiving the reports from school. And we reported them for federal fraud. And that's when the real problem started. At that point, it became retaliation war.
Yeah.
And then it's interesting enough, even DCYF withdrew their petition, which was rather unusual actually by itself. Because they say there is no merit. Actually, we have our own state evaluators saying, yeah, she has a disability, but there is no reason that she should be in a state institution. Parents can homeschool her. Then the school went to the local Department of Education and again asked for her residential placement. And Department of Education again dismissed their complaint.
Elena, how old is your daughter right now? It's 2010. How old is she today?
She is now 18 and a half, and they're detaining her under so-called guardianship. And the guardianship situation in the United States is worse than Archipelago Gulag in Russia. It was in Russia. This is a secret proceeding, usually, guardianship initiated. Then sometimes it proceeds to a hearing, sometimes it's not. And it's not only for people under 18. It can be for elderly, it can be for disabled, it can be basically for anybody. The state's guardianship is the state's ownership.
Wow.
It's a modern type of slavery. It's a guardianship gulag. I would like to specifically appear in the story because I know today we just have an introduction so people understand what's happening. But the guardianship is not only for children under 18, not for juvenile, not for people over 18, over 21. It's for anybody who has a disability or can be looked as having any kind of disability or any kind of incapacity.
So basically the state just waves its magic wand and
says, you're disabled.
And just decides that they own you and they'll do whatever
That's
they
it.
Want with you. So is she in that Vermont
That's
camp
it.
Still today?
No. She was released from that Vermont hospital actually in 26 days.
Where is she being held right now?
She's being held in Crooked Mountain against her will. She's very upset. She wants to go home. And every time she expresses desire to go home, they give her extra doses of psychiatric medication. She's drugged literally to death. She's drugged literally to death.
What do they have up at Crooked Mountain? Is it like a mental hospital or something?
No. Crooked Mountain is not a mental hospital, and they realize they can't hold her in a mental hospital because there was no doctor who ever ordered. That is residential educational placement, and the school district is paying for it, and New Hampshire Department of Education is paying it, and then DCYF is so-called guardianship and has
a guardianship. So what is it, like a home for people that are under guardianship, basically, not a mental hospital?
Well, it's Crooked Mountain is basically it's like a rehabilitative center, and they have like a school facility there, which I never been there. I can't.
So their plan is to just hold her there until further notice. Elena, we're going to bring it back for one more segment here, so hang on. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Elena, now would be a good time to call in with it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, the tragedy.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Okay. So you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com, then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, because, boy, do they need it. As we're explaining here, we're talking with Elena Katz here tonight. She is one of many parents in this country that have been harassed endlessly by the people calling themselves the Department of Children and Families or whatever variant you might happen to have in your local state. So if you want to help out Free Talk Live, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, and it makes a big difference for us. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Elena is back with us telling her just absolutely horrible story. You came here back in the 1980s escaping from Russia. You went through whatever the legal hoops were to become a legal U.S. Citizen. And they came after you despite the fact that, you know, you're well-educated and sounds like you've got a master's in teaching or something like that.
Two of them.
Yeah, I mean, you and your husband, they've come after you relentlessly because your daughter has some disabilities. She's got a juvenile diabetes. She also has a nonverbal learning disability. And it's just been an absolute nightmare with court case after court case, them abducting your child. You compare them to the KGB. You even said that the KGB were nicer folks because at least they didn't go after the children. In this case, they have taken your daughter from you a number of times. In fact, now she's over 18 years old, and that hasn't stopped them. Even though she's old enough to – she's cognizant, she's intelligent, she's able to make decisions, she's able to speak clearly to people, she can decide that she wants to be somewhere or not be somewhere. She doesn't want to be in the state's custody, but yet they've taken complete control of her. They're holding her in a place in New Hampshire called Crotchet Mountain. And it's some sort of a state facility that is it's not a mental facility, but it's just kind of a state housing rehabilitation facility. And who knows how long they're going to be holding her there. What else does our audience need to know about this, Elena?
The audience needs to know that if they don't stand up for their rights, it's going to happen to them.
Mm.
And they don't even have to have disabled children. They can have elderly parents. and this is the fate of New Hampshire Gulag. This is a scary experience of being a resident of the state, New Hampshire, that will go endlessly against the people, not just because they have children with disability or elderly, because the parents are people are standing for their rights, whatever the rights may be, whether it's education, whether they're civil rights, whatever they're parental rights. And what I want to tell you, the state even brought 10 indictments against us, charging us, claiming the state is a parent, actually. I mean, this is not a joke. I'm not joking. I'm not saying they have parent patria. They do have a parent patria, you know, to anybody, but they actually are taking this literally. They charged us criminally for being parents, and they claiming that the state is a parent. And when the state, well, actually, the court dismissed one indictment after another, they come with new indictments.
Right, because it doesn't cost them anything. That's an important point to make here. It doesn't cost the state agency anything to bring indictments against you, but it costs you time and money to defend yourself against this nonstop onslaught of state aggression. And I agree with you, Elena. It goes right back to what Pastor Martin Niemöller said back in the World War II times, where he wrote a wonderful poem that essentially says, first they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't stand up and defend them, and then they came for the trade unionists, and then they came for this. And so if people don't stand up for other people when they are having a tough time, when the state is coming after them and their family or their business or whatever it is that the issue is, then eventually there will be no one else left to stand up for them. Now, it's my understanding, we've talked off the air, I talked to you earlier today and yesterday, and we encourage you to get involved in the activist community up here, because luckily this is happening in New Hampshire. I mean, these tragic stories happen all across the country. We've heard story after story of these departments of children and families abusing people and stealing children and doing horrible things to families all around this country. Luckily, there are liberty-minded people, as you probably know, that are moving here to New Hampshire on an almost weekly basis. These are people, some of them are bringing their families with them. Some of them are single people, but they're coming up here because they care about freedom, because they care about individual rights and the ability to control your own life. These are the people that are there's no better group of folks in the world to ally yourself with.
In a circumstance like this.
Yeah, in any circumstance where the state is aggressing. So
yes,
I know.
Let me make a joke. Yeah, when I moved to Massachusetts, I thought that I will get my daughter from New Hampshire, because we simply couldn't live here because the harassment was ongoing. We actually moved to Massachusetts, became Massachusetts residents, and then I was illegally, believe it or not, extradited by the governor's warrant back to New Hampshire. And my God, New Hampshire did not know what the gift they did to me by bringing me back to New Hampshire. There is no better place than fight for freedom. Although I am a Massachusetts resident who had been illegally extradited to New Hampshire, because they claimed there was a criminal complaint filed against me, and there was no criminal complaint filed. I was transported like a governor himself, based on the fraud on two governors, claiming that I was a fugitive felon because I so-called kidnapped my daughter from her parents, the state of New Hampshire, and they claimed that her father did it. We both were arrested for parental kidnapping, and the state claimed to be the third parent. But what I'm trying to tell you, the state of New Hampshire, with all its downsides, it does have a great good people. There is a legislature involved in our case. There is a petitions to redress the grievances in front of legislature pending. There is a great group of people in the New Hampshire legislature, like Representative Dan Itza from Fremont, Representative Ingridson. There are a number of victims of people who are becoming vocal. And again, there is no better place to be vocal than to be in New Hampshire. Although
you mentioned Dan Itza. He's both of those New Hampshire state reps are some of the higher rated New Hampshire reps by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And that was one of the websites that I gave you. NHLiberty.org is a great organization. Yes. It's a very political organization that has a lot of good effect. They're out there really getting active, and they're making a big difference here in the state. And I know that Dan Itza is actually going to be one of the keynote speakers at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Liberty Forum. And so I know that you've gone over to the New Hampshire NHLiberty.org. They've got a forum there. It's my understanding you've registered for an account. You've also, I think, probably gone to NHFree.com's forum and registered for an account there. And that's that, I think, is going to be the best thing that you can do, is to plug yourself into the community of activists here as much as possible, get to know them, and you know, then encourage them to help you out in the ways that that you need it, because these are really some wonderful people and some very dedicated activists, and many of them are just itching to you know, attach themselves to a cause like this. I would think, at least, I think that'll be your most effective thing. And I know that you're looking to launch a website for your daughter. We're not going to mention what that is because you haven't gotten it up there yet, but once that does happen, I'd hope you'll get back in touch with us. You'll post and you'll let us know, so we can let our listeners know, so they can come over and learn more from your own website. Is there anything else that we need to communicate tonight?
Yes, I would like any listeners to support Eleonora, because Eleonora is not allowed to have a voice. She's not allowed to talk. She's not allowed to write. I'm not allowed to visit her. Oh. And in fact, the hiker who was in Crooked Mountain just hiking the summer was arrested on the belief that she was me, believe it or not. Can
wow.
you imagine that?
That's crazy.
It is, but the main thing is Eleonora is not allowed to have any contact with the community or friends. She's being kept as a hostage, as a prisoner. She's very upset. She doesn't understand why any person who lives in a free society should be living like this.
Absolutely.
She knows that she's not in Russia. She knows she's in a free society, but she knows...
It sounds to me, Elena, that it sounds to me like I know that some of the activists, like the NHLiberty.org forum, are going to be like the more political side, but if you go to NHFree.com, if you go to forum.NHFree.com and you post there, you'll find more of the civil disobedience protest-style activists. I bet they'd love to go up to that facility at Crotchet Mountain and hold a nice little protest in their lobby or something like that and give those bureaucrats
This will be wonderful. We had protests in front of Bradbury Retreat. It was on the front page of the news, and then the CYS were trying to say that we're crazy because we're exercising our...
Yes, it's absolutely crazy to love your daughter and do everything within your power to try to get her back to you. Elena, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with our audience here tonight, and we will definitely keep them in the loop, and hopefully you'll keep us in the loop, and send me an email when there's something, when you got your website up, so we can let our listeners know. Will you do that for me?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
Thank
for
you so much.
Allowing me to be present at your show.
Absolutely, and good night and good luck. I'm so sorry to hear about your story, but I'm glad that you're here in New Hampshire, so our activists can hopefully help you out with that. And thank you and good night, Elena. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Don't think it can happen to you? You just aren't paying attention. Hour 2's coming up. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.